Ladies and gentlemen, welcome wherever you are to the Task Force 21 podcast. My name is William. I'm your host today. As always, there's no change there, but we are making some changes in the Task Force 21 podcast. You want to listen very carefully. Later in the show, we'll have all of that for you. After, we get our fleet news and we hear from Neil, who's the CEO of Voltaire. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get right to the action today. In fleet news, we have a bunch of stuff. The USS Ardshir was asked to join a group to evacuate Federation personnel from Romulan territory. As you, if you've been keeping up with the podcast or with Obsidian Fleet Cannon in general, the Hobus Star went boom into a million pieces last week in OF Cannon, and now recovery efforts are underway, along with the Kzinti joint mission, which is coming up extremely fast. Also, there's a crisis on a Federation trade planet. Apparently, there's a distress signal from the Federation trade partner, Sine. You want to correct my pronunciation on that? Go ahead. And also, my character, Commodore Shlon, was kidnapped in context. No, I'm still here in person. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's our fleet news for today. We also have more news for you straight from Triad. So you want to listen up at this. The Obsidian Fleet emails are going down over the course of the Christmas holiday. On December 24th, 25th, and 26th, we won't be able to receive any emails from the ObsidianFleet.net website. So that means if you have any sort of questions you want answered on air, you wish to opine, you can get a hold of me directly at aosfb.tuba@gmail.com. That's Alpha, Omega, Sierra, Foxtrot, Bravo, Dot, Tango, Uniform, Bravo, Alpha, @gmail.com. Yes, that's the correct phonetic spelling for it. I have trouble with that sometimes. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, you can get hold of me at that email this week, and we'll get your comments on air. So, up next, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We have our interview of the week. The CEO of the Voltaire is going to be joining me. And stay tuned for What's in Will's Mailbox, our Sim of the Week, and some very important information and announcements from the Task Force 21 podcast. We'll be right back. So, Neil, you're with Voltaire, which just got the Sim of the Week for last week. Care to elaborate on that?
The Voltaire? Yeah, pretty simple. We are a science sim. She is a survey class vessel. We operate out in the back sticks area of the quadrant. Now that the Dominion War's over, we can kind of expand our goals and our horizons and get out there and start looking at the unexplored, and that is generally what the Voltaire gets up to.
Awesome. So, you're a regular listener of the podcast, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Awesome. that makes me happy. What do you feel that the podcast could benefit from?
I had an idea I was going to send you an email about, where somebody performs a reading, a sort of post of the week idea, or post of the month, or whatever you want to do. Someone performs a reading of the post on Skype. I think that would be brilliant, or across the podcast.
I think that would be interesting. We'd have to definitely look into that.
I would certainly volunteer to read somebody's post. I'm not sure if anybody can understand my accent, but
well,
I would absolutely.
I mean, I could understand you just fine, so I don't know what the big deal would be. But I guess some people have more trouble with that than others.
Absolutely. But yeah, I really like the podcast. I think it's a cracking idea. I think it's fantastic. It's such a good way of kind of uniting the task force in some way. Because you take command of a ship and then you join the task force. And you kind of, apart from sending your monthly report and maybe having to speak to your TGCO, a lot of people can kind of fade into the background. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to know that there's a whole bunch of people out there and they've got their own ideas and their own views, and you can really take something away from it.
So, where would you like to see Obsidian Fleet go in the new year? I mean, we're getting close to 2011, and that would be 2388, I'm thinking, in Obsidian Fleet time. Correct me if I'm wrong. But where would you like to see Obsidian Fleet go? I mean, you know, it seems like writing has gone the way of the dinosaur in some things with all of the new fangled graphics stuff coming out and everything like
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
So where do you want to see Obsidian Fleet going?
I think we need to change the drive from quantity to quality, because since they broke off from Bravo Fleet way back in the day, there's been a real drive for quantity. How many simmers can we get? How many, you know, CEOs can we have? How many functioning ships? And fair enough, it's great because they do really well and they do facilitate for new CEOs. I don't think the fleet lets anybody down. Mm-hmm. But we need to narrow the scope now and make sure that it's just quality. So people who are command of starships, you know, or sims, they have to be top drawer. They really do. And if you do that, then you start attracting more players. And these players come in, and if they're inexperienced, they will learn from the better players who are commanding officers. And it's just one of the things I really think they have to focus on, the quality of written work, the quality of command characters, character development. That's easy for me to say because I'm a teacher and I teach a subject. it is something they really have to sort of buckle down with. So that we can get away with this. It's just, I don't know, there's a lot of things that annoy me. And I mean, I feel bad. I'm not slating any sims in particular because, you know, I don't play on a lot of them. Obviously, well, you know, I don't play in most of them as it is. But, you know, I look at a biography and I see like a 25-year-old commanding officer, you know, with one line describing his appearance, and it's like, you know, he is a big man who is strong. And I think, no, that has to stop. You can't have people like that in command because those sims just fail, and these people need to be taught. And the only way to do that is through experience, because when I started in Obsidian Fleet, and I was a literature student, bear in mind, I was an awful writer. I couldn't write to save myself. I couldn't sim to save myself. I couldn't even do that. Like, I couldn't have my character walk in and fly the ship without struggling for hours over the post, you know? And that's that. I just think they have to shift from quantity and start focusing on the quality of the players that they attract.
Well, I know that I'm moving towards from a closed type mission deal towards more of an open mission deal, and I was kind of worried because, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth, I was told, and everything like that. But I'm finding that you know, as a commanding officer, I go through and I say, okay, we're going to go to X place and do Y thing, and then we're going to figure out Z.
Yeah.
And, you know, I figured it turned out I wasn't getting all of the, I wasn't getting all of the...
The results that you were exactly looking for?
Yeah, I wasn't getting results.
So funny that you mentioned that, because I actually really had the same issue recently. Because I can be a controlling commanding officer. Like, I'm very friendly and I'm very approachable and I'm totally on your level. I work with you, not in charge of you. No, I don't supervise you. But I'm very like, I mean, you've seen the Voltaire's mission notes probably by now.
and
it's like, this is going to happen and this is going to happen and make sure you do this and blah, blah, and blah. And you're going to be saying this. And I used to be really bad for it, but this mission in particular, you know, there's been like a JP has gone up, and I've not had the chance to reply to anything. And next time I log on the system, there's about five paragraphs of writing, and they've totally, you know, my crew come up with it on their own, and it's fantastic. It looks great, and it's just funny you saying that, because it's one of the things I've been thinking about a lot recently, that I should maybe, you know, kind of let them go with the flow rather than me direct what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I found out that I was doing more of a, I was trying to do all of the positions on, say, for example, in a company. I was trying to do all of the positions at once. I was trying to say, okay, well, not only am I going to be the person who directs everything, but I'm also the creative consultant, and I'm also the person that's going to direct all of the design components. And I'm really trying to get away from that, especially on the Shanghai, because I found out that you get the quality players on your sim, and then you just start talking. And then it just comes into this huge, big thing. For example, this next mission that at least the Shanghai is doing, Commodore Shlong gets kidnapped. Mm-hmm. And going on with that, we're going to move into the Kazinti joint mission that I've talked about earlier on the show. And I've opened it up. I've been talking with my crew. Instead of saying, well, this is exactly what's going to happen, we've nailed down, yes, the Commodore's going to get kidnapped. But after that, we're still getting people come in and saying, oh, well, maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to do this to the crew or whatever. Because we were also thinking about just, like, literally splitting up the crew. Because what we're doing with this next mission, the entire point of it is to just axe the entire command staff and work on character development from those people that are senior officers on the ship, but don't actually get to get into the nitty-gritty of grinding into a CO position or something like that. So we're really focusing on character development at the moment. And I found that going towards this, everybody gets to speak and say, oh, well, maybe instead of doing this, we should be doing this. And I know that sounds really vague, but it makes a lot of sense in retrospect, because what is simming except a group of people who enjoy the exact same thing?
Exactly, yeah. I totally understand where you're coming from, Will, because that was a position I was in literally a week ago. I think I'm really lucky because my first officer is a simming friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And there was actually a period where I was inactive on the Voltaire. I kind of had a bit of family trouble. And Chris just stepped in, took over. My counselor as well, actually, come to them. In fact, all of them, every one of them, they're all willing to write. And when I wasn't there, and they were free to write without me saying, oh no, do this and do that, it was fantastic. The work they were coming out was great. And it became very character-driven, you know. Mm-hmm. And you've got a great character for that. You've got a character who could excellently depend on other people, which is kind of the trick to Star Trek. If you watch The Next Generation, you'll notice Picard never just turns around and goes, fire all weapons. He gets every bit of analysis from everybody there before he makes a decision.
Yep.
And you've got a great character for it, because Relo is there's a kind of melancholy thing with him. There's a kind of a sadness and a loneliness, particularly, you know, consider his species and consider the position that he's in.
Yes, I've been very fortunate to play Relu. It's a blessing.
It's a fantastic character. He really is.
Well, thank you.
I think you're in a really great position with great potential, because it won't be hard for him to accept the crew as his new family, if you can understand where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a position where you can sort of drive your crew to do that, and it's fantastic, because that will, I promise you, deliver excellent writing. It really will. Because people will drive to do that. People are more interested in developing their characters than they are developing the mission, which is why sims tend to flop when they get into their first mission, you know?
Yeah, and I think that striking that balance is very important. And we have a great, great group of simmers on the Shanghai. And, you know, not to... I don't know. I guess I just don't say this enough. Not to say, like, my sim is the best on the air all the time. I've really tried to, you know, tone that down, because it's not my podcast, per se. It's the entire task force's. And I don't know, but I guess I just don't say it enough. We have such an awesome group of simmers on the Shanghai that, I mean, I feel so so invigorated. Every time I go into the site and I log in, it's like, oh my goodness, these people, they write so well. And I'm sure you can say that for the Voltaire as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I just send people messages every now and then saying, that was fantastic, I love that, that was great, do it again, you know. Mm-hmm. Actually, just sort of driving away from the point a little bit, because one of the things I've noticed listening to the podcast is that you have been learning a lot about your own ship from other people, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually hearing that you're sort of going, oh yeah, my ship does do that. That's pretty cool. You know, thanks for pointing that out to me, because I've not realized that. And I really like that, you know, because I hope that other people who listen hear what your interviewees have to say. And they are having the same revelations. Oh yeah, my ship does that as well. You know, oh that's great. Yeah, I could do that with my character. But one of the things I would love to suggest is that you have more than one person on for an interview. Because mm-hmm. I listened to your, when I was listening to the interview with Jeremy, and I love Jeremy to bits, by the way. I'm pretty sure you're listening, Jeremy, that's why I've said that. I love him to bits. I play with him on the Falcon, and I love his character, and he's going to give me a hand with a Marine sim when it gets going. And I just, when I was listening to that, I thought, I really, really want to be in this conversation. I want to, you know, move out of the way, William. I want to interview Jeremy. I just really wanted to be in it. And I think one of the things you should consider is maybe a kind of joint interview.
You know, we have looked into that. It's just harder because my schedule is so off kilter. But we'll definitely look into that, especially when we get into the new year and my schedule switches out a little bit. So thank you for bringing that to our attention here at the podcast. And, you know, listeners, if you have anything else that you'd like to add to this, or if you just wish to opine on anything that we're saying here, just give me a shout-out, TG21C at obsidianfleet.net. I say it all the time, so you guys should know it by now. But if you don't, there's the there it is again. But we really enjoy it because we just want this to be the best, the sum of all things. So
it's awesome. A fantastic idea. It's
Thank
really
you.
Good. It's come together really well.
I got
a big kick out of listening to Engie on the first interview. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, well, we're looking to get Engie back for the last podcast of the year, just so we can look back a little bit and look ahead. So. Keep that in mind as you continue listening to the podcast.
I know the triad are ducking you, but put some pressure on Mox, because he's actually got a lot to say, but he doesn't say it. I don't mean he's got a lot to say, he's going to protest. But Mox is really sort of down to earth, and I'm sure the other two are, whatever your names are. I'm sure you are as well. I'm kidding, it's Havoc and Aria, I know that. I'm sure you guys are as well, but Mox in particular was very helpful with me when I was trying to kind of get the Marine sim out there on the forums and stuff. And I would chase him down because I would like to hear an interview with him. I think he's a good guy.
Well, you know, we're looking at it, and I don't know, Triad hasn't responded. I don't know if they actually listen anymore or whatever, but we'll try and get him on. I'm really interested, and I'm really driving for that entire perspective that they bring to the table.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Thanks for that. We appreciate it.
I know. I feel bad because I'm sitting here saying, hey, you should do this and you should do that. That's easy for me to say because I'm a listener.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Yeah, well, sorry. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
There was only one more point I wanted to say, and I really wanted to talk about this, but I've been too busy babbling about writing characters and how wonderful my sim is. And that's that I would love to see more communication on an in-character level between commanding officers and the task force. And I've been really thinking, like, is there any way we can do this? Could we, you know, set up a forum and create posts with a CO meeting every mm-hmm. year or something like that, something crazy like that? And I've been really thinking about it. And I just want people to kind of try and consider it if they're listening to this interview, because it's something that I really want to. I just love the idea that, you know, our characters are actually talking to each other about incidents in the fleet. And I think that'd be great. I think that's one of the things we should consider. And I had a lot more to say on that, but I completely forgotten it. So I'll just leave it there. I'll leave it for everybody else to think about.
All right. Well, you know, we'll have to get you back on, and hopefully we'll get you. We'll just have to get you back on and see how it's going with that, because I think you're a good guy to head that up. So.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. My ego has inflated so much tonight.
No problem.
It's been fantastic.
We tend to do that. All right, so as we're coming to the close of this interview, as I'm sure you're a regular listener, we try and do this at the end of every interview. Is there anything that you'd like to ask me as in character or whatever you have?
Oh, God, I had a million things I wanted to ask you, and just now that I'm on the spotlight. Probably what I would ask you is... It's a bit of a general question, but how do you find your duties as a task group commanding officer? Do you find it easy to work as a task group commanding officer whilst you're also commanding on a sim and you play on other sims and so forth? How do you find your duties? Do you find like your job is easy to do?
I find that my job is very rewarding. I get to essentially talk with... very good players in my task group who are the COs, and to an extent they're players as well, and I just get to sit and talk with them about some stuff. You know, occasionally I'll just email all of them up and be like, hey, how's it going, haven't heard from you in a while, and we get this dialogue going, and I find it to be very, very rewarding. Also, when new COs come in, I work very closely with them, and we have instituted this kind of thing in the task group where instead of just saying, okay, you finished your command academy, here you go, here's the ship, we are trying to put at least my character as a in-character type deal on their ship so that if something were to come up, they can easily get in contact with me and say, hey, I have a question. And then, you know, I always make it a point to reply to emails within 48 hours if they're of any importance at all to me, which most of the emails I get are very important. So
yeah.
I always make it a point to do that unless I'm on a leave of absence. And I find that my job is not necessarily easy because I do have to make decisions, and I do have to say, listen, I'm sorry, we can't let you do that. Or, hey, this isn't working out. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to maybe find another CO. I do have to make those hard decisions, but I also find that those decisions are very few and far between, and that it's very rewarding as a task group commanding officer.
It's excellent. I've always just wanted to know that, you know, how people think. No, that's fantastic. That's great.
Awesome. Well, anything else today?
No, that's me. I just want to say, if you can drop this into the interview somewhere, to my crew who I'm going to force to listen to this, I'm sorry if I haven't mentioned you by name, but you're all fantastic. And it's really good. And I can't wait to go on to the next mission because you're all going to absolutely love it. So, yeah, that's
all right. Well, we'll definitely get that in there. And, I mean, to anybody who is actually listening out there as a CO, we'd appreciate it if you gave a direct link on your site to us, because that's how we get the listeners. That's how we get our group together, and we just have a fun time simming. So talking about simming, whatever have you. And I really appreciate it when COs, they go out of their way to put a link to the podcast on their website. So... hopefully that'll give us more listeners and more people to interview and poke and prod and say, hey, what's up? But, all right, well, thank you very much. Today it's Neil, CO of the Voltaire, and we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely. No problem, my friend.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Voltaire, on air, live with us. And as a special treat, next week, we're going to have Inji back on the show. She was our first guest with our first podcast, and now I want everybody
to listen here really closely, because if you have any questions that you would like to ask Inji or me on the show, we're going to have a reading of those on air if we get any questions. So, you have any questions about the pink studded whip that she carries around, or whatever, her job, whatever you'd like to talk to her about, I will be your conduit to success this upcoming week. So get me those, aosfb.tuba@gmail.com, once again, because the obsidianfleet.net email addresses will be going down later this week. Also, ladies and gentlemen, a change to the podcast. With the new year, we're going to start season 2 of the podcast. And instead of it being the Task Force 21 podcast, we're going to try and make this a fleet-wide podcast. We're going to call it the Fleetcast, unless anybody else has a better name for it. I couldn't think of one. But the Fleetcast. So, that's, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Task Force 21 podcast is still going to be around. We're just going to expand it to the entire fleet. We'd really enjoy hearing from every single ship in the fleet, and we'd really enjoy being able to talk to as many people as we can. So we're trying to extend our arms of welcome from Task Force 21 and say to the rest of the fleet, you guys are good enough for us as well. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, give your friends this link. Give your crews this link if you're a CO. You know, guys, I really appreciate you guys listening to this. And the only way I know is if people are listening to it is if you guys talk about it. Because when I go on the forums and I see people talking about the podcast, that makes me so happy. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, aliens from other races, and people who I haven't met before who I'm talking to over the air, please, please give links to your crews, give links to your friends. I just want to see this Fleetcast become a great thing. So, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Task Force 21 podcast is now the Fleetcast. We're the unofficial voice of Obsidian Fleet, and we'd like to hear from everybody in the fleet. So, with that, there's also going to become a few changes to our Sim of the Week and our Honorable Mention. The Sim of the Week will be taken from any task group, including 72, 47, IFO, or 21, and as well as our Honorable Mention. We'll also try and get more people on here, because right now we've only really had Task Force 21 people. But, you know, I want to get the Triad on here, and I want to get TFCOs on here, TGCOs, crew, players, you know, COs. I want to get everybody who has a microphone on here eventually. So make sure that you guys are listening, because there's a lot of changes coming up with the new year, and I know I am extremely excited about it. Like, I cannot wait. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, the Fleetcast today, we're going to give you this. Well, we're actually going to give you What's in Will's mailbox first, and then we're going to give you the Sim of the Week and the Honorable Mention, and we'll send you off from there, because it is Christmas week, and, you know, I would rather be having fun on Christmas opening presents than listening to me speak. I'm just saying. But that's just me. Ladies and gentlemen, What's in Will's mailbox right now? From Captain Elsie Halliwell, Commanding Officer of USS Ranger, Task Group Commanding Officer 21A, Wolfstar Squadron, says, great show, guys. You both do not only TF-21 proud, but Obsidian Fleet as a whole. Well done. Thank you very much, Captain. We appreciate that. And another thing in What's in Will's mailbox, if I can get the correct group message up. From Captain Mark Levitt of the USS Eclipse, writes, ha, let the battle begin! Since knowing what PLO does exactly, apart from checking those little tick boxes in the IFS, fun interview. Thank you very much. I thought that Jeremy was a great interview, too. And as well as Neil, who came on our show this week with the CO of the Voltaire. He also wrote in and said this, and this is where I'm getting my English teacher base from. He says, quote, there is only one thing you can do with an English literature degree. Right, guys, you just got your first complaint. Sure, I might be an English teacher, but still, I can't find a way to argue the point. I'm sorry, Neil, but I just had to put that on because That's just hilarious to me. I'm sorry if you don't think that the Fleet cast is very nice to English teachers. I'm sorry. Maybe if we get a Spanish teacher on here, they'll say something different. I don't know. We have one more in Wes and Will's mailbox today from Jeremy last week. He said, "Well, I'm glad to see that people enjoyed the interview, even if some found it weird to hear my voice. I'd also like to take a second to point out I completely forgot to mention that the PLO also represents the task force and does all of her advertising. Yep, so even though each CO does advertising, I go out and do a lot too. 90 Yahoo groups, an announcement site, and some forums. All for you guys and gals. Jeremy." Once again, thanks, Jeremy. You were a great, great asset to the Fleetcast. We really, really appreciate you taking your time and coming on the show. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to our Sim of the Week here on the Task Force. I have it ingrained in my mind now. It's the Fleetcast. On the Fleetcast, ladies and gentlemen, today, the Sim of the Week is not in Task Force 21, but, ladies and gentlemen, just happens to be in the Independent Fleet Operations. Can I please, ladies and gentlemen, get a drum roll? I'm not going to put a drum roll in here, but if you guys want to know, ladies and gentlemen, the Sim of the Week is our civilian sim, the SS Fox. Congratulations to the commanding officer, Civilian Draws, and your crew. You've done a great job on the only civilian sim in Obsidian Fleet, and we hope that you guys continue to broaden the horizons of Obsidian Fleet. We really appreciate that, and we hope to see a lot more interesting things from you guys soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, the SS Fox, they don't have a mission link that I can find. I'm just seeing a bunch of people playing with Sim, which is a good thing, of course, which is a good thing. So, with that, check out our civilian Sim in Obsidian Fleet. It's in Independent Fleet Operations, or IFO, if you prefer the abbreviation. And the SS Fox, ladies and gentlemen, our Sim of the Week, congratulations. We'd also like to give an honorable mention from Task Force 47, congratulations to the USS Iwo Jima, our honorable mention of the week, ladies and gentlemen. That is our resident New Orleans class in Task Force 47, and they have some very interesting things going on here. I'm not going to take the time to read it because, unfortunately, I just don't have the time on air like I want to. But the current mission is conducting tests of new Polaron torpedoes and is in war games. So, ladies and gentlemen, the USS Iwo Jima, our honorable mention of the week, along with our Sim of the Week, the SS Fox, congratulations on the Fleet cast. We hope that you guys write into the show, or if you want to come on the show. We would really, really enjoy that, and trust me, I have no more fun in my week than doing this. Also, just a little bit of a personal side note, in January, I'm going back to school. So, while the podcast might switch days, currently we release it on Mondays, it might switch days depending on what my new schedule is looking like. However, we're not going anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I've put too much time and too much effort into this to see it all wasted now. So, Fleetcast, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you here next week with NG, the Task Force CO of Task Force 21, getting her thoughts on what the Task Force 21 has grown into, as well as any questions you might have for her. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening this week. I can't tell you how much it helps me out to know that I'm not the only Star Trek geek out there. With that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate your time today, and we'll see you back here next week on Fleetcast! gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Fleet Class today. It is copyrighted 2010, but Triple Helix Media, any reproduction, recording, or retransmission of this is strictly prohibited without my written consent. The music for this podcast was provided by partnersinrhyme.com.